Anything else going on in either endometrial or cervical cancer in terms of new agents, new strategies that you want to comment on?
So there's a lot of interest in this listeria-based immunotherapy. We can use this bacterium as a vector to carry HPV antigens. There was a late-breaking abstract presented at the SGO showing that phase two, that this agent's probably active. And so there's a randomized phase three trial called Aim to Serve, where this agent is used as maintenance after frontline chemotherapy and radiation in very high-risk patients. And we're excited about that. That's a global trial. And in fact, that's the only phase three trial right now of immunotherapy in cervical cancer.
So, you know, I always kind of joke at meetings that I never understand, you know, pathways and biology. And actually, I was thinking that it kind of reminds me of when I do math with my 11-year-old son. You know, he gives me this sort of blank look, you know. So why don't you take a shot at explaining how the listeria thing actually works?
So listeria is a gram-positive bacterium. It's scalable, and it elicits a very, very robust immune response. And so you can develop plasmids and attenuate the bacteria. And this attenuated listeria bacteria, which is loaded with HPV antigens, can be infused intravenously. Now, you might imagine infusing bacteria intravenously might cause some chills and some hypotension. So, you know, we give them some fluids and some Tylenol and monitor them carefully. And then 72 hours, even though it's attenuated, it's really not a pathogen now, we chase them with some antibiotics just in case. And we've seen some changes in the tumor immune microenvironment as kind of a window of opportunity study. We've seen a complete response in two patients in the phase two experience. So we're trying to do a phase three trial now in maintenance after completing chemotherapy and radiation called Aim to Serve.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special highlights program of a satellite CME symposium on the management of ovarian cancer.